The Pleasures of Paradise, Part 2 of 2, by M. Abdul Salam, copyright 2006, IslamReligion.com. The second of a two-part article defining the fundamental differences between paradise and the life of this world. Part 2, the superiority of its joys and delights in comparison to this life. The eternalness of the hereafter. The pleasures of this world are transient, whilst the joys of the hereafter are lasting and eternal. In this life, when a person enjoys something, it is only a short while before they get bored with it and proceed to search for something they feel is better, or they may not feel a need for it altogether. As for the delights of paradise, a person will never feel bored with anything, but rather its goodness will increase each time they indulge in it. Also, the life of this world is very short. Humans only live on this earth for a short while, and very few people reach the age of 70. Say, short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is far better for him who fears God. As for paradise, people will live forever. God says, its provision is eternal, and so is its shade. What is with you must vanish, and what is with God will endure. It will be said to them, this is our provision, which will never finish. Superior delights. The delights of the people of paradise, such as their clothing, food, drink, jewelry, and palaces, will be far superior to their counterparts in this world. There is, in fact, no room for comparison, as even the smallest space in paradise is better than this world and all that is in it. The Prophet Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, said, the space of the bow of any one of you in paradise is better than all that the sun rises upon, free from all impurities. Paradise is free from all the impurities of this world. Eating and drinking in this life results in the need for excretion and its associated unpleasant odors. If a person drinks wine in this world, he loses his mind. Women in this world menstruate and give birth, which are sources of pain and hurt. Paradise is free from all of these discomforts. Its people will not urinate, defecate, spit, or suffer from catarrh. The wine of paradise, as described by its creator, is crystal white, delicious to those who drink thereof, free from intoxication, nor will they suffer intoxication therefrom. The water of paradise does not become brackish, and its milk never changes in flavor. Rivers of water incorruptible, rivers of milk of which the taste never changes. The women of paradise are pure and free from menstruation, postnatal bleeding, and all the other impurities suffered by women in this world, and all are free from stool and feces. God says, and they shall have therein purified mates. The Prophet answered a person when they asked how the people of paradise will relieve themselves. They relieve themselves by perspiring through their skins, and its fragrance will be that of musk, and all stomachs will have become lean. What we have mentioned has been a mere comparison in order to understand the nature of paradise. But as God said, its delights are truly hidden. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy, as a reward for what they used to do. Paradise, there is nothing like it. The delights of paradise surpass the imagination and defy description. They are like nothing known to the people of this world. No matter how advanced we may become, what we achieve is as nothing in comparison with the joys of the hereafter. As is mentioned in several reports, there is nothing like paradise. It is sparkling light, aromatic plants, a lofty palace, a flowing river, ripe fruit, a beautiful wife and abundant clothing, in an eternal abode of radiant joy, in beautiful, soundly constructed high houses. The Sahaba asked the Prophet about the buildings of paradise, and he replied with a wonderful description. Bricks of gold and silver, and mortar of fragrant musk, pebbles of pearl and sapphire, and soil of saffron. Whoever enters it is filled with joy and will never feel miserable. He will live there forever and never die. Their clothes will never wear out, and their youth will never fade. God says, and when you look there, in paradise, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined, and a great dominion. What God has kept hidden from us, the delights of paradise, is beyond our ability to comprehend. The Prophet said that God said, I have prepared for my slaves what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human heart can imagine. Recite if you wish. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. In another report, Never mind what God has told you. What He has not told you is even greater. In other articles, we will attempt to mention some of the specific details of paradise and the delights therein described to us by God and His last prophet.